Welcome to the Movie Film Show, featuring the insightful reviews of Mr. Movie and Mr. Film. This week we review The Mechanic and Ip Man 2, Legend of Grandmaster. And now here are Mr. Film and Mr. Movie.
Hello, I'm Mr. Movie.
And I'm Mr. Film.
And a quick announcement here, we actually got some listener feedback, Mr. Film.
Oh, really?
One of our listeners, Frank, says that we say the phrase, fair enough, too much. And he's proposing that people make a drinking game out of it, so...
Okay, well, fair enough.
Now, I know that we say that, you know, whenever we kind of disagree and agree to disagree. And I actually stole that line, Mr. Film, from one of my favorite movies, The Right Stuff, if you remember that.
Yeah, good picture.
Yeah, I actually have a clip here where it happens, so we'll play it.
Okay.
Hey, Ridley, you got any Beamans?
Yeah, I think I got a stick.
Loan me some way, I'll pay you back later.
Fair enough.
All right, so that's where that comes from, and I copied that, and Mr. Film, I think you started to copy me, and that's our stand-in for when we agree to disagree. So,
I guess so, and obviously if this does take off culturally, we are not advocating any sort of underage activities, so to all you 21-year-olds out there and older, fair enough.
All right, fair enough. Okay, well, our first review, Mr. Film, is for The Mechanic, an action picture about a hitman, played by Jason Statham, caught up in a conspiracy.
What I do requires a certain mindset. I do assignments, designated targets. Some jobs need to look like accidents. Best jobs are the ones nobody ever knows you are there.
You're a damn machine.
The Mechanic is pretty typical hitman fare. The movie starts out with Statham on the job as an assassin, and he carries out his mission successfully. It's pretty cool. But things get muddied up a bit when he returns and talks to his buddy Donald Sutherland, who I think is one of his bosses or something. We never really do know much about the entity which Statham works for, but that's fine, because it doesn't matter. A hitman's job is to do the job and carry out the mission, and not question the reasons why. Anyway, eventually Statham is charged with taking out Sutherland by his super-duper boss man because it seems Sutherland has cheated the company, or something. That's where Statham starts to question the reasons why, but he carries out the job anyway. Later, he trains Sutherland's son, played by Ben Foster, and the movie turns into a buddy hitman action piece with various jobs to do. It feels fairly episodic, and almost like this setup might have been better suited as a weekly hour TV action drama. In the end, though, I'm not really sure what the point of it all is, except don't double-cross a hitman, because if you do, you will die. Yeah! So, for those who want to vicariously kick some butt and don't care much about whose butt one is kicking, I say give the CBS Pictures R-rated 92-minute action movie a go. But overall, I wish this motion picture had a little more substance behind all the action. So, I'm going to go with a C-plus on this, Mr. Film.
Yeah, Mr. Movie, I think that about sums it up. This picture is actually a remake of a Charles Bronson, Jan Michael Vincent vehicle.
Okay.
And it plays sort of like a creaky 70s picture in a lot of spots. The action is efficient, but the plot, as you mentioned, is muddled, and the motivations just verge on the bizarre. Actually, my biggest problem with the picture is Ben Foster. He does a credible job, and I think in the right action picture, he'd be great. But his character here is a would-be serial killer, and he just messes up constantly and causes all sorts of needless mayhem. Why Statham doesn't put a bullet in him at various points is beyond me. And this is one of those conventions I despise about these sort of mentor-mentee flicks. The young grasshopper is always a hothead who causes more trouble than he's worth. Wouldn't it be more interesting if the kid was dedicated, carried out his lessons to the letter, and then got good? Scary good.
Yeah.
He and the mentor have to play a cat and mouse game for the last 20 minutes of the picture. Now that would be interesting and actually memorable. But that's wishful thinking, I'm afraid. The point of a picture like this is to blow things up and look all serious about it. And Statham does that admirably. He's got real potential, which we've seen in his mainly second banana roles and bigger A pictures, such as The Expendables from last year. But I think with the right material, he could really carry a picture and show that he's more than just a scowly skull face. So I'm with you. There's not much here, but it's a credible action picture as far as it goes that won't inflict any sort of lasting psychic damage. I'm giving this a C+ as well.
All right, that's fair enough, I guess.
Just there isn't much here. I mean, I like the opening sequence. The ending was okay.
Yeah, and you're right on about Ben Foster, and I think your little wishful thinking is right on too, because there's a point at which he doesn't, you know, abide by his instructions, and you just kind of start to roll your eyes, because at first you're kind of into it. It's like, oh, he's going along, he's learning or whatever, and then when he goes off the, you know, off the map, it's just, you know, it's just like, come on, let's, you just don't care anymore, so.
Yeah, and Statham comes off as this big hardcore hitman guy. I think that's the kind of profession you're allowed zero mess ups.
Yeah.
Mess up one time, you're dead. So I thought that whole relationship was just weak. So, you know, for what it is, it's okay.
All right. Well, we have a second action movie this week, Mr. Film. I wonder if it's any better.
We do indeed. For our second action picture, we have Ip Man 2, Legend of Grandmaster. Ip Man 2 picks up a few years after the first film leaves off. Ip Man and his family, having survived the ravages of World War II, find themselves in Hong Kong, where Ip Man hopes to found a school teaching the martial arts discipline of Wing Chun. Along the way, he encounters old friends, makes some new enemies of the local martial arts establishment, and defends the honor of the Chinese by fighting in a brutal West versus East boxing match. Now, Mr. Movie, I'm not a huge fan of Hong Kong-style martial arts action pictures. I find the fighting to be overly theatrical, overly long, and the stories usually sort of, to be charitable, incomprehensible. Now, while not without its flaws, Ip Man 2 surpasses many of the conventions of the Hong Kong martial arts film, and approaches the situations and the martial arts with a level of seriousness that's usually missing in many of these films. The acting is naturalistic, and the situations generally are realistic, particularly Ip Man's family and business problems, which are actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Now, my biggest criticism of the film is that it adopted essentially the same structure as Ip Man 1, including the big fight at the end. For me, this made the film a little tedious, but I get it. You have a formula that's established in Ip Man, you made a lot of money, and you want to recreate that and make more money. But the variants film's release could have done with a few more genre-breaking touches, which is what it did in the first version of the film. And at 1 hour and 47 minutes, it's a tad longish, but had time to deal more fully with several of the subplots, including one with Ip Man's brother, who had suffered a severe head injury during the war. That said, the fighting, choreographed by co-star Sammo Hung, who American audiences probably remember from some of his TV work, who also plays the somewhat villainous Master Hung, is quite spectacular and is on par with the first films. Now, this is an action film after all, and when it gets down to the action, it delivers and deservedly earns its R rating. Some of the fighting is not for the faint of heart. Donnie Yen, as Ip Man, is the calm center at the core of the picture, and he's great to watch, both an accomplished martial artist and a credible actor. He shows what it means to live according to the martial arts spirit, which is admirable. Usually it's, you know, just people beating each other up. But I wish that spirit pervaded the film. This is a typical sequel, echoing what made the first a really interesting and actually pretty good picture. If you've seen the first Ip Man, which is available on streaming via Netflix, you'll enjoy the second adventure with Ip Man and his family and friends. If you haven't, it's worth a look, but go mainly for the action sequences. You won't be disappointed. I'm giving Ip Man 2, Legend of Grandmaster, a B.
All right, you know, I'm pretty close with you on this now, but I have an interesting take because I didn't see the first one, so I saw this completely fresh, and I think it really works. You know, you said that in the first movie, it kind of echoes the structure and whatnot, which I hadn't been exposed to, so I just went along with it and enjoyed the ride. You said that it's rated R, deservedly so. I don't see that. I didn't think there was a lot of violence. I mean, there's definitely violence in the martial arts and whatnot, but I mean, you got to be kidding me. I've seen more violent PG-13 pictures with swearing and whatnot. There's none of that here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought the first half of this movie was really awesome, and it sort of feels like a Karate Kid for Wing Chun Chinese adaptation, with the warring martial arts schools between the students and whatnot. And this is really the most fun the movie has, and there's some good conflict dramatically there. I mean, the main character is trying to build his martial arts school and nearly goes broke in the process. He finally gets some students, and they get in a scuffle with other students and whatnot. And the scenes are great when they're fighting. I mean, it's fun to dive into the philosophy behind Wing Chun as well. But I kind of wish there was more of that, Mr. Film. I mean, it kind of loses that that aspect to it in the second half, and as you mentioned, just turns into like this West versus East boxing, bizarre combination of boxing and Wing Chun match that just kind of doesn't work and is, I think, over the top. It's kind of anti-American or anti-Western in some areas. You know, they're always referring to the villain boxer as the devil and whatnot. So, I don't know, that bothered me a little bit, but the fight scenes in the second half are just so-so, and it just kind of turned into a very different movie than it started out as.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there, and it's interesting. You should check out the first film because it is very interesting, and the approach to the villains, who are the Japanese, that takes place in the early days of the Second World War, is much different than the way they approach the Westerners, the British authorities, who are basically the bad guys here. It's a much more, the way they deal with the Japanese is a much more nuanced sort of thing. You almost like the main, and I wouldn't say like, but you almost admire and get where the main bad guy is coming from in the first film. This one, he's just a monster. I mean, this guy is a devil. He really is a monster. And you're right, the second half just does not work. The first half is pretty good.
Yeah.
They've kind of set it up for a third film. And from what my research has indicated, that Donnie Yen, if they do a third film, which would probably cover an interesting late part of Ip Man's life, Donnie Yen won't be back for a third film. So apparently Ip Man's a very popular character or a historical figure right now in Chinese cinema. So there's a few of these pictures around. So I liked it, but I'm with you. The second half just doesn't work.
Yeah, and I wish they had dived more into the whole Wing Chun and the philosophy behind that. And for those who feel the same way, I have to recommend David Mamet's Red Belt, which came out a few years ago. It was a small release, didn't make a lot of money. But the martial arts in that movie is jiu-jitsu, and it really is a good picture that dives into what jiu-jitsu is all about. And has a kind of a similar plot line with, you know, with the financial situation of the dojo and whatnot. I think it executes its vision much more proficiently than Ip Man 2 does. So if you're looking for an alternative, you're kind of in a martial arts mood, you know, I say go check out Red Belt by David Mamet. Well, that wraps the show for this week. Next week, we're going to take off because of the Super Bowl, Mr. Film.
All right, go Steelers.
I don't even know who's playing.
Just say go Steelers.
Okay, go Steelers. Fair enough.
When we come back, we will be reviewing Just Go With It with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, and The Eagle featuring Jamie Bell and Tatum Channing.
Visit our website at www.moviefilmshow.com. If you have a comment or question, or you have a drinking game of your own, let us know. Just write to mail@moviefilmshow.com, and you can always subscribe to us in iTunes. And that's it for this week, Mr. Film. I'll see you next show.
I'll see you next show, Mr. Movie. Now, Mr. Movie, I know that you've been a big fan of Jason Statham since The Transporter.
No.
He's got real potential.
No.
And you haven't?
No, I've never seen The Transporter.
I thought you did.
No.
You cut that out. I thought you were a big Jason Statham fan.
I've never seen a Jason Statham movie before.
Okay, sorry. Okay, cut that out. All right.
Your audio shitty again. Do you have like a piece of cotton in your microphone or something? F***ing goddamn audio. Ah! The audio is still f***ed up. All right. Well, I'm going to say that's because your audio shitty. Okay. Maybe it's me. Hold on a second.
I think it might be me, actually.
I think it's on my end, actually.
Which is interesting.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
fair enough.